Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast to try to help Black people feel seen. Please feel free to donate to the show at the link in the show notes. And please rate us and write us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only, because we are 5-star bitches. Word to your Gotti. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and all of those things. I'm your host, Sequoia, and today joining me for the fourth installment of our television series, we have my friends Asia and Tara. Tell the folks about yourselves a little bit, y'all.
I'll go first. So my name's Asia. I am 26 years old, and I am currently pursuing a career as a doctor. So I am applying to med school this year, this cycle. So, yep.
Congratulations, Asia.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm here for it. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't know that was going on.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm trying to be so when you guys have kids, I'm trying to be your child's pediatrician. So I'll be in there.
Tell me when you have it so I can start pushing them out.
I'll be in there. I got big plans.
Not you trying to wait until Asia becomes a doctor to start pushing them out.
Right. Because I want my children to have Black doctors, so.
Me too. I feel that.
It's important to me.
Yeah.
So let me know when you're ready.
Oh, critical. I will sit. You'll be the first person I text. Like, go ahead and start it.
Go like, ahead. Start prepping now.
Start it's prepping time. Now.
Yep.
Okay, so my name is Tara. I'm 28. I almost said 29, but I'm not there yet. Thank God. I'm 28. I'm a digital account manager. And, you know, I'm just over here working, trying to make an honest living.
Okay, great. Well, I'm so happy to have you both here. These are our resident Law & Order SVU folks, because I don't think I've ever seen an episode of the show, y'all. Like, I don't like this genre. It's not my thing. I've never seen an episode. So we have Tara and Asia here who are going to help. But before we get into talking about Law & Order SVU, we have In My Defense. In My Defense is our segment where we bring one of our unpopular opinions and defend it for you all. Did y'all bring something that you would like?
I did.
I did.
For the group. Great. Okay, Tara, yes. You go first.
Okay, so I don't know if people are going to hate this. My opinion, and it's unpopular according to magazines, Kim Kardashian is not a style icon. And I don't understand it. Like, don't get me wrong, she can dress better than me. I'm not saying she can't. But her style is just skin tight. Like, that's it. There's no versatility. She never changes it up like Rihanna, like Blake Lively. Like, she doesn't do anything like that. So the fact that society has put her in the style icon category, I'm just still trying to figure out, like, when it happened, where it happened, where's the photos, and why have I not seen it? That's it. I rest my case.
Very fair. A very fair.
I stand in solidarity. Like,
yep, same.
I agree. For me, it's just like her and her sisters kind of just assimilate to whoever they're dating or whoever is their vibe right now. So
thank you,
Kim. And she's good at doing, like, she could put them on, but she's yes. No, like you said, she's no Rihanna now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Kim's Instagram to see what's inspiration gonna be and next season. Kim is going to wear what the fast fashion girlies, like, she's giving, like, I need a dupe from the Fashion Nova or
thank
dupe for
you.
Something. I'm going to go look for that on Fashion yep. Nova. You know?
You sold
and that's right. Nothing's wrong with that. Nothing yep.
at all.
That's
it's
your
just
own lane.
Label it correctly.
It's just not iconic,
yeah.
Like you said.
No,
yeah, it's just not giving
it's
icon.
Not.
Like
yeah.
Aretha said, beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns.
Yes.
Fully
absolutely.
Agree. Fully agree
yes.
with that.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Kim. Yeah, she just assimilates to whatever the current trend is. She doesn't, she's not, yeah, like Rihanna's edgy and pushes things forward. Kim don't push shit forward. She just does what there is to do and then she keeps it pushing. And I think that her and her sisters are struggling right now because Gen Z and younger are not into that anymore. Mm-hmm. They're not into the super influencer like that anymore that is just trying to sell you stuff. They're not into
the
full face of makeup. They're not into skin tight clothes at all.
No.
And I find that the Kardashians have built their entire brand around their sexuality and
yes.
that type of thing. And it's hard to pivot into this new trend, this younger folks trend of things. because the younger folks are not really pressed about their sexuality like that, about monetizing their sexuality in the same way that Kim and her sisters have. So good luck to them. Beautiful gowns. I hope that they can get it together or not. You know, I don't care personally. But
I wish you the best in your future endeavors.
Right.
I wish you the best.
Basically. I wish you the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a good one, Tara. Asia, what you got?
Thank you. Mine might get my black card revoked, but that's okay. I've been told that for a while now. Same.
That's okay.
I've hated these two songs since my entry to college, maybe senior year of high school. I cringe and want to scream. I actually do scream internally whenever I hear Bless the Bottle and the Swag Surf. I can't do it. I don't know. I'm so sorry. I will participate because I don't want to get in trouble, but like the swag
I don't want to get in trouble.
Like the Swag Surf, I'm like, okay, whatever. This has been our community. This became our community song. I'll take it. But yeah. Whenever I hear Bless the Bottle, I'm like, please turn this ruckus off. I don't want to hear this.
Like, I don't know what Bless the Bottle is.
Okay, so here's the thing. I was going to say, Bless the Bottle, I think, is LA or California specific, I think.
Let's leave it here. Okay. We don't need to. That's not our best representation. Music. We have way better jams. You know what I mean? Like, we have way better songs to represent Los Angeles, wherever that song came from. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Swag Surf, once it made it to the beautiful Coachella stages of Homecoming, I had to accept it for what it was. You know, I'm like, okay, get out of your feelings, but still inside, I'm just like, turn it off.
They left you no options. Yeah, Beyonce left you no options. Yeah, so
she said you're gonna like it. Yes, and you're gonna Beyonce, like it. Yeah, if Beyonce says jump, I'm gonna do a backflip. So
that's it. Listen, above and beyond. To be honest, okay?
If I never hear the song again, I'm okay. I don't think it's a great song. I just think people just want to like. That's it. I'm like, okay, like, and I don't like touching people, so.
That's fair.
I was going to say that one too. I'm like, get off of me.
It was a great in my 20s. And I'm 28. Still in my 20s. I'm turning 29.
Did you leave your
20s? I'll turn 29 next month. So let's leave it like that. I'm turning 29 next month. I personally have been identifying as 30 since around 27. Okay. So, you know, Swag Surf really did something for me in my 20s. I lived in DC for a little bit and it was just like a whole different vibe. It was very fun. It's day parties went up. Yeah. It was a good time. But now that I think about it, I guess I haven't really thought about it. I'm like, yeah, I guess I could never hear it again. Like, I don't have to. It's not a big deal. Like, I don't have to hear it again. I got my Swag Surfing out, you know, 5 years ago. So I think I'm good. That was a good one.
Maybe I'm Swag Surfed out. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. I don't want to swag. I don't want to surf. I don't want to boogie board. I just want to enjoy any of it. My time. Yeah.
Don't like surfing, swagging, nor boogie boarding. Yes. Water sports are not for me. I don't want to say they're not for all Black people, but I feel like that. And it's not for me specifically. For me. I can definitely guarantee. So
I'm on that's the fence. That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. You know what? That was a good In My Defense. I don't have anything this week. Y'all know I've been running dry on In My Defenses. I've defended all of my unpopular opinions that I'm willing to say publicly for y'all. If you want something deeper, subscribe to the Patreon that I will eventually get up. I know I've been saying it for a long time. I don't have it up yet, but I will get it up eventually. Anyways, moving on. Song of the week. Song of the week. I do have a song of the week this week. I'm going to start it off. Y'all follow me in, okay?
Okay.
My song of the week, I feel like both of y'all are going to know it. Tara, I know you're going to know it. Asia, I just also know you're going to know it. I don't know for sure that you're going to know it, but I know that you're going to know it. Okay. This song is an underrated bop by someone who used to be a little bit controversial, kind of slipped out of controversial, but some Black people still don't really jive with, some Black people really go up for, Miss Miley Cyrus.
Okay,
look, okay. We get somewhere. Can't Be Tamed is underrated. Ooh.
For those who don't know me, know I can get a bit crazy. Can't Be Tamed.
She came out of that Hannah Montana wig and said, look,
listen,
I got a cage, I got a stripper pole,
Them feathers, right?
Hair and a dream. And she got on that AMA stage and she gave it everything.
Everything.
And I thank her for that.
Thank you for your service,
Miley. We had a dance in high school dance class for that song.
You did?
Like, yes.
I'm jealous.
Don't listen. Listen. Miley Cyrus, I rock with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she ate that.
I rock with you heavy.
No.
She really ate that.
And people were mad. I was like, yeah, she's like 16.
Left people mad. Livid. The girls were angry over Can't Be Tamed.
And I was like, yeah. Ooh, spicy. What?
Yeah, no, that's what Miley is like you said, like she's semi-controversial. Like she even, when she was twerking and throwing it back on Robin Thicke, we were like, yeah. Let's wind it back a little bit. But
I forgot you did that. I forgot Miley, you did that.
With that thumb finger.
Yeah, yeah. And the space buns.
Wow. What a time. I forgot about
the... The talent has never left. The talent has always been there.
Nope.
The voice.
Let me tell you
the voice will be the voice.
Because even 23 bangers, 23, I'm in the club. High off perp is always gonna go for me. I remember being so sad when I turned 24 because I couldn't identify with that song as closely anymore. Because it meant a lot to me.
Jay's on my feet.
My favorite Miley song though was Adore? Like Adore with featuring like Future? I think that's what it was.
I don't know.
But it was it wasn't a popular song. It was slow and it sounded so good. And I was like, Miley, why is this like not mainstream? It is so good. I don't think I had anybody to sing it to. Or did I? I don't know.
One thing about Destiny Hope, she gonna give you a bop. She'll give you a bop.
Destiny Hope. I like her. Guaranteed. I want to meet her in real life.
Yeah, I take it. I feel like we'd be friends now. When she was in that bangers mm-hmm. era, I was like, keep the white girl away from me. Yeah. I don't know.
But I would have felt very uncomfortable.
You know, but now I think we're good. But moving on from She's my songs, what y'all got?
For me, just to keep things on theme for me, my song is coming from none other than the Beyoncé Giselle Knowles Carter. This song has really taken over my life in a way that I didn't think was possible because Beyoncé already has a bunch of bangers. But this song is a new song and it is one of the best Beyoncé songs I've ever heard in my life.
I can't wait. I'm so excited to know which one it is.
Everybody loves Renaissance, but let's be real. Virgo's Groove is that girl. She gets you out of your seat. And Sequoia, Change Your Face. Change Your Face right now. That is my song. The second part of that song, when she starts sending us to church and she has all those runs and she's saying that you're the love of my life. I have never wanted to be in love with somebody I just want to love everyone when I hear that song. I love that song so much. I play it almost every day. That song just means so much to me. And I want to thank Beyoncé and her writers. Shout out to Jazzy. Beyoncé has she's a prime example of it takes a village. She has a great writing team and I love them for that song. That is my jam.
Asia, I'm really happy for you.
I'm going to have to listen to it.
I'm really
happy.
Not I'm gonna have to listen song. To it, Tara, please. I'm done.
I'm sorry. I wasn't a huge fan of the album.
Okay.
But I worked hard to like it. I really did. I listened to it a lot.
You guys are gonna make me throw out some nasty words in a second.
Some nasty words.
Like, look, I said I'm gonna give it I'm gonna listen to it though, because I could change, you know, how I felt almost a year ago. I could be I'm a totally different person.
That's fair.
I may like it now. Because Break My Soul ended up like rubbing off on me.
I still can't like after my soul.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
It's that, one, it, mm-hmm, that one. That one I'm taking. It's like a hard pill, but I feel like it's going to be a good live song.
Oh, so certainly. All of them are going to be great live. Virgo's Groove going to be good live. Every single one of them shit's going to be good live. I can't
Husband's
wait.
It's going to be bomb live.
No, I told my family. I said, look, when Virgo's Groove comes on, don't touch me.
Don't
touch me.
Don't keep your hands Virgo's to yourselves. Groove,
and when she shuts all the lights off and then you start hearing America, America has a problem, don't talk to me.
I'll start crying right now if I actually think about it too hard. Like, please.
No, for real. Yeah, for real. Don't talk to me again.
I can't wait. I literally can't wait. I'm so excited. Okay. I'm very happy. I'm happy that you brought up Renaissance.
I feel horrible. I've never desired to go to a Beyonce concert, and I have no idea why. So now I feel weird.
You know what? Homecoming really made me, it upped the desire so much more. I always was like, oh, I will watch Beyonce live for sure, because I would sit at home and put on Beyonce music videos for funsies anyways, because I like watching her. And so I was like, yeah, I'll watch her live. But then when I saw Homecoming, I felt like my life changed. It's one of my biggest regrets. Literally, I'm not even being exaggerating. It's one of my biggest regrets that I missed that Coachella. And so I have seen her live every chance that I get following that. I saw her for On the Run Tour 2, and now I'm seeing Renaissance as well, because I'm not going to miss my fucking chance again. Y'all had me fucked up. I won't miss it again.
I stayed up late for that because I'm in Texas. So I stayed up till like 1 in the morning to watch. And when I tell you it was worth me being tired for work the next day, that was wild. That was good for no reason.
Ate that up.
My aunt took me to see, for my high school graduation present, she took me to see the first On the Run. Ever since I saw that, I promised myself, like, girl, I don't care if you got $5 to your name, you are never missing another Beyonce concert. I did not make it to Homecoming, but I did watch it. But every other Beyonce concert, the only one I've missed was the I Am Sasha Fierce tour, which is fine because that's her worst album.
By
that's
a long okay. shot. Let's definitely
make that. I can agree with that.
Yeah. That's okay. But mm-hmm. everything else I've seen, and I just think everybody should experience her live at least once if they can.
Okay.
Feel that.
You know, when it comes to my budget, I'll talk to God about it. But
sometimes it's between rent and Beyonce, and that's a really close choice, you know?
I'll choose Beyonce every time.
I'm gonna have to do rent.
You know, I can't say. But that was a good one, Asia. Tara, what you got for song of the week?
Now I don't want to say mine, but I still will. Now I feel kind of weak.
Uh oh. What you got?
Don't worry. So I don't know if I'm gonna butcher this name, and it's an oldie. Like, was I alive when it came out? Do you guys know the song You Ought to Know by, what is it, Alanis Morissette?
Hell yeah.
Okay, I freaking
Alanis Morissette. First
Alanis,
okay.
There we go.
That song means a lot to me. Ooh. I feel you. Yes.
Me too. I can be in the best mood of my life. That song comes on, you would think I got dumped. I was going through things in therapy 3 days a week. I haven't been eating. Like, I am. There's a video that my mom took of me singing karaoke to that song, and I'm jumping and screaming to the top of my lungs because I can't felt wait. Every word.
That's my new karaoke song.
Every word.
Absolutely. You just reminded me.
I need you
to
listen to it. It's so good.
I'm sure I know the song if I heard it. I just don't know it by name.
Okay. Let me hold on. I'm gonna play just a couple little snippets from it right quick.
Like, what? What year did it? Was it the late 80s?
Here we go.
Or was it the early 90s?
I'm gonna skip to the chorus. Oh, you know
yes.
it?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. That song.
Yep. Yep.
She said, "I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair."
Hello. That's my girl. To deny me.
Mm-hmm.
Stop that writing
of the cross I bear. Mm-hmm. I just. She just ate it.
When
she ate it.
She said,
up.
"Does she go down on you in the theater?" I said.
This was the 80s. How scandalous.
You nasty. Are nasty.
You are a nasty girl, Alanis. Wow. Hold on. Let me see what year this came out. What year did this come out?
Was it? Because I found this song watching VH1. You know when VH1 used to have those decade countdowns of like the top songs of the decade?
Mm-hmm.
That's when I found that song. It was in elementary. I was like, oh, this is a banger.
No, we need to bring that back, though, because I used to love getting ready in the morning and switching between VH1, MTV Jams, and all the different stations.
100%.
I used to love watching those music. Even BET used to do it in the
morning. I think they stopped. Oh, it came out in 1996, first of all. So we were all alive.
Oh, so I was alive.
I was a spring chicken. I just
right. You were brand new, but you were here. We were all alive. Yeah. Embarrassing. But anyways, moving on. That was a really good one.
Sorry. That song, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Because after Beyonce, it's hard to, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Get on that level. So.
We're gonna take Atlantis. Don't even worry about it. We're gonna take Atlantis always. Right. Okay, we're gonna move on to the main event. We're here to talk about Law and Order SVU. Before we talk about it, I'm going to give my little Wikipedia spiel explaining what Law & Order SVU is for people who might not know. I know literally every human being likely in the United States, but likely in the world, knows what Law & Order SVU is because it's been on television 800 years. So Law & Order SVU stands for Special Victims Unit. Yes, okay, I'm correct. Okay, now we're going to get into the Wikipedia. I had to verify with them because I don't watch it. The show premiered on September 20th, 1999, after the premiere of its 21st season in September 2019. The series became the longest-running primetime U.S. live-action series in the history of television. Since the end of the original run of the main Law & Order series in 2010, SVU has been the only live-action primetime series that debuted in the 1990s and has remained in continuous production. As of April 27, 2023, Law & Order SVU has aired 535 original episodes, well surpassing the amount of episodes of the original Law & Order series. In terms of all-time episode count for a primetime scripted series, SVU now ranks fourth behind The Simpsons with 745 episodes, Gunsmoke, 635 episodes, Lassie, 591. That's it. That's all I got. So that's Law & Order. Law & Order is popular as fuck, been on for forever.
Yep.
I don't know how I've managed to not see an episode. I'm sure I actually have seen an episode. It just didn't, you know, didn't stick with me like that.
Right.
It's offensive.
I want to know. Sorry, friend. I want to know, what about Law & Order SVU has motherfuckers in a chokehold like this? What does it do?
Okay,
what does
so
it do?
Where do
what
we
does
begin?
It
do?
Yeah, where do we be? For me, the way that it's actually tied to my childhood. So my grandparents, my dad's parents would watch me a lot. My grandma, if there's a Law & Order fan club, she is number one. Okay. I will always hear that boom, 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 boom coming from her room. I heard it over and over. To the joke would be, I would walk in her house. I'd be like, what you doing, granny, watching Law & Order? So I remember it from when I was a child, but then I didn't really watch it until I got to college, and because I was bored. So I got hooked on it in college. So I didn't get hooked on till later, and I started watching the newer seasons that were out on Netflix, and then I went back and sporadically watched the old seasons.
Wow. So similar. I swear I started watching it because of my grandma, because I was with her a lot. But I started watching, kid you not, in elementary. Like, you can ask Sequoia, in middle school, Elliot Stabler was the background of my cell phone. Was my mom a little nervous that this white man in middle age was a screensaver to my phone? Yes.
Yeah.
But when I tell you I was in love with the show and with him, listen.
Not you trying to take Benson's this. Man.
I was. Ooh. Because she didn't understand how much she deserved this happiness with him. Then he was wasting time with his wife.
Exactly.
And I felt bad when she ended up dying. But, you know.
Right.
Talk about her death later.
Okay.
But that show, it just made me feel like, because, you know, a lot of times when something happens to women, it's the woman's fault. But that show made me feel like Benson knew there was more to the story. Yep. So it gave you hope, like maybe a detective is going to see how Benson works, mm-hmm. and then try to have that same behavior to solve the case.
You know,
it's like if yes. something ever, God forbid, happened to me, I need Benson on my side.
Okay.
And that's been a main reason why I kind of like kept watching it. I don't know why, but like Law & Order kind of introduced me to that world of like the special victims, like the sexual assault, the rape, like all those like taboo topics or topics that traditionally we victimize or we like try to blame the women, you know? And it really kind of like changed my view on a lot of things and how like you hear like, oh, so-and-so's abusing their wife. And they're like, well, what did she do first? Like they never, Benson's always like, let's get to the bottom of this. Like, she's really doing her job. And I think that's what kind of pulled me into the show, because it did teach me a lot about how the system works and just like what goes into solving a special victim's case.
Exactly. Like, okay. That show, That's just quiet. You need
to Yeah, get on
you
it.
You know, it's, I just, I'm low-key offended.
Yeah.
You know, and then just the fact that show made me know, and I was a kid, so I don't want anyone thinking this is ignorant, but when you're a kid, you're ignorant to a lot because you don't know.
Right.
That men can get sexually assaulted too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that was the only show I knew of, like in the early 2000s, that actually talked about men that can get sexually assaulted.
And not just gay men. Because people
made it seem like it didn't happen. Straight men. Because yeah. I think there was an episode when a straight man got sexually assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Of course, Benson was on the job.
But Sequoia, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
You said in the beginning, like, oh, like, it's not my genre, yada, yada, yada. Okay. Do you listen to True Crime Podcast, First 48? None of that.
That's what I mean. It's not my genre. I don't like true crime. I don't like police procedurals. I don't like procedurals. I don't like, that's generally not my genre at all. But that is a really good segue because I was going to talk about how I feel like Black people and Black women in particular are big true crime folks.
Yeah.
Like Snapped was something that was always on in my household.
Mm-hmm.
The girl is just like true crime. Yeah. And I don't understand why. Like,
why? I don't either. Because for me, it's like you said, Snap stayed on at my house. The ID channel, Snap, First 48. My mom ID channel. Loved those shows. But like,
yes,
I did. See, like, my Snap. Mom
didn't.
She didn't?
Yeah.
My mom loved those shows. I used to watch Snap with her, but like I try to listen to like true crime podcasts and like that stuff really like I have to turn it off. Like it's too much for me. I can't.
It's haunting,
do it.
Right?
But yeah. I love SVU and I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Is it because SVU is like fiction it's or supposed fictional. To be fiction?
Yeah.
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 But like those true crime podcasts.
And you know.
They'll be like, oh yeah. They went in, they cut her head off and they fed it to her dogs and then they turned around and killed her. And I'm like, I'm at work. I'm going to turn on Blue's Clues in a second. I don't want to hear this.
Please.
It's enough for me, dog.
Right. Me and Steve have a date. Me and Steve from Blue's Clues, we have a date because I can't do this right now. This is out. This is very out for me. I think the last thing that I watched that was True Crime E, or the last podcast that I listened to that was True Crime E, was Dirty John. Did y'all ever hear about that story or watch that?
John.
No.
Dirty John was, well, a true story that was turned into a podcast where they like chronicled the events that happened. I really don't want to spoil it for y'all because it's crazy. And if y'all like
honestly,
true crime type things, cut that shit on because it was crazy. And then they turned it into a Netflix series. Or actually, it was a series on Oxygen, I want to say, and then it went to Netflix. So I watched it on Netflix. I think it's still on Netflix. If y'all want to check it out, check it out. I mean,
it's called what, John?
Dirty John.
Dirty John. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would like to preface this by saying we support writers, so you know, don't check it out on Hello. Netflix if you don't want to.
Shout out to the writers. But yep.
Yes, hello.
Very much that. That was really good. But aside from that, I'm like, no, the genre just scares me overall. I can't do it.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, I get that. I think one reason, because I don't listen to true crime because I'm like, yo, this could really happen to me. And I'm so cautious. Like, I leave the store, I'm looking at my car, who's around me. And I've become, because of the shows I watch, because I watch SVU, Bones, Criminal Minds, like all these shows that's just dark, where I started living my life like I'm in full defense mode, like 24/7.
Oh my gosh, yes! Yes, that happened to me too.
Wow.
Which is why my therapist said I need a break.
Wow.
Yes.
I was just like, she was like, why aren't you leaving the house? It's like, leave the house so the crazy people can come get me. I was like, no, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm safe here. Mm-hmm. Because I was just watching, like binging, but I don't take breaks. Like I binge. So I had to take my hiatus. But the thing is with some of these shows, especially with like Benson, Ice-T, Elliot, they pretty much always solve the case and you get justice. So you get that happy ending versus when you watch like true crime or anything like that, you know, this happened in real life and you're not going to get that happy ending.
Wow.
Which is why I can't watch that.
Yeah. That is a really good point. Speaking of cast members, you mentioned Ice-T and all them. Who are y'all's favorite cast members?
I got a couple. So, I mean, everyone loves everyone loves Detective Benson. Like, that's just, that's off rip. Like,
of course.
Everyone loves Detective Benson.
And so if you don't, you're weird.
You're weird. Let's just leave her.
Describe him a little bit. What's Detective Benson? What he look like?
Oh, she's just
what she look like?
Okay, so she's like the main character. I think right now she just has a middle part brunette, wet and wavy. No, I'm playing. Mm-hmm.
Middle not part wet and wavy.
Wet and wavy. she got the beach waves low key kind of sort of.
Yep, she got the beach wave thing going on. It's a brunette with a little bit of highlights. She's like the main face of SVU. If you've ever seen an SVU commercial and you see the woman in there,
it's her.
She does not. I don't want to mispronounce her real name, Mariska.
Mariska Hadjate or something.
But
sorry, Detective Benson.
Sorry, but she doesn't do any other line of work. Her line of work is Law and Order SVU. That's it. That's all.
Like she's Benson.
She's Benson. Okay. That's it.
Like fans write into her.
Yes.
Oh wow, that's wild. Okay. Like,
she's big.
Yes. She's amazing.
Let it be known, the favorite character is the only character that's been on the show since 1999, mm-hmm. or whenever it started, till today.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, just dropping that in there.
Okay.
Just sprinkle.
Just, you know.
But for number two for me, another longevity character, and just his switch from rapping to acting, flawless, Ice-T, like, Ice-T just plays his role. I mean, he's still kind of ice in his role, but it's just so good. And the way mm-hmm. that they kind of like, because even on the show, the characters, of course, they're solving crimes, but they have their own storylines too. His storyline is really good. It's I like him. I love him. He's just a good detective.
Yeah, that's a good one.
In researching for this episode, I found out that Ice-T has been on that damn show almost the entirety of its existence. I didn't know
that.
I knew he was on it.
Season 3 or something?
Yeah. Yes. I didn't. I knew he was on it, but I had no idea that he has been on the show for decades. I was like, wow.
People probably don't even realize he's a rapper.
No.
Like, they probably don't. Just think he's
right.
He's
if you have Gen Z, like, how do you know Ice-T? They will say SVU because their parents probably watch it. You know, like they're like SVU. Yeah. They don't know that man is a rapper, or what?
Like, yo, that's a whole rapper.
Yeah,
they could see him and then they'll be like, "Oh, that's that guy from SVU. I didn't know he rapped."
Right,
like, the Chicholas.
That's crazy. He really did make that transition. Was he like one of the first rappers to like transition to acting for real? I can't think of anybody before him.
I think he kind of made it like a reality for people, like. No, you can do this.
Yeah, because I
don't
know.
And still be yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, he's still himself.
I mean, do you count Ice Cube? Like, Friday?
Oh, I think Ice Cube was after, though. Ice-T.
Ice Cube was probably
after.
Oh,
was it?
Or no.
Probably.
Tupac. Oh, okay.
Juice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Because he was in a different world.
Nah, I forget that.
Like, food? Yeah.
Okay. No, Tupac is different. Tupac, I feel like, was always just an artist, you know, overall.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this is just an artsy boy.
Right.
I don't know. That's it.
Talented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Generational.
Talented through and through.
Yeah.
But yeah, good for Ice-T. Who else y'all got?
I have a controversial one.
Oh, yes. I love controversy.
I do too.
Okay. You do your controversial one first.
Well, I don't know if I have a controversial one. I mean, we all know who my favorite character is. Elliot Stabler. Even though he's on Law and Order, he left. Season 13 or something? He left. And then he came back with Law and Order, Organized Crime. Detective Elliot Stabler will forever be my favorite.
Okay.
I was in love with him. In my head, we were married.
Well, yeah, you had him as your screensaver.
So I
don't doubt.
I mean, he was my man. Yeah,
I
was
feel
your
you.
Man,
you know?
Your man, your man.
Right.
He was my man. His character, like, although he was a jerk, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes he had his jerk moments, but he was a good guy. He was just that typical New York cop that they always write about, that has that soft spot, wants justice for the victims, but he's like a hard ass too.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved every moment because he really wanted the best for his victims. And I just loved it. And I loved him and Olivia's relationship. Even though I wanted them to get together, even though he was married to Kathy for whatever
reason.
Yeah,
I'm like, Detective.
And they had their plethora of children.
No, Detective Benson was on that Alicia Keys Spirit. She was like,
oh, no. Hello.
Not letting no married woman keep me from finding my husband.
Oh, no.
The thing is, it made me upset because I was like rooting for them. And so it made me feel bad because I knew it was wrong. But I'm like, but then they never got together.
No, for real. And not until like.
But they killed his wife off eventually.
And then he finally admitted like, oh, I've always loved you. Like, get out of here.
And it was like, obviously, like we knew this. Like, stop saying the obvious. Like, what took so long? You could have divorced her. Divorce is legal.
Get her out of here. I don't care if y'all have a family.
Bye, Kathy. But I did feel bad when they killed her off. Because I was like, listen, y'all could have just wrote her off. Y'all didn't have to kill her. Because he was sad.
Like,
and I didn't want that for the dude.
Like you said, divorce was still an option. Y'all did not have to give her cancer.
Wow.
Exactly. Like, she didn't have to die. Wow. That was disrespectful. I do feel that way.
The writer said, they didn't have to kill her off ASAP. They want her.
Yeah, she's not going to get another new check.
No, seriously.
No more checks.
Seriously.
She's out. I was like, dang. But my second favorite character, okay. Did he die in real life or am I killing him? I hope I'm not saying he's dead and he's alive. Do you remember Munch?
Oh, Munch died in real life.
He used to be.
Oh my gosh.
He did. Okay.
I love Munch.
I was so sad. He was Ice-T's partner, and they were so good together. It was like a weird pair that you wouldn't think worked, but it worked. And I loved them together. And obviously, I loved Ice-T, but their dynamic together. It was like the partners that the writers gave each other. It just made sense.
It was perfect.
Oh. It wasn't awkward and uncomfortable. It just truly made sense. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he was another one of those that was on there from the beginning. But he bowed off like around season 2021. He was like, all right, I'm done.
Because he was getting old.
But his character was so old. Just like loving. And he was, like she said, like perfect partner to Ice-T. Like everybody loves them and like. Everyone loves Munch. Like, nobody dislikes Munch.
Hi, this is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
All right, class, tomorrow's exam will cover the science of perfect pitch, the history of pride flags, and speedrunning video games. Any questions? Ah, yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything,
where we learn about science and a bit of everything else.
My name's Tom. I study cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's hard to find a character. Well, okay, I was gonna say it's hard to find a character you don't like, but I had a few. So,
Well, now let's move to less segue. Well, least favorite characters.
Least favorite.
Yeah, Asia, go first. I want to know yours.
Okay, I don't think she's a least, but she do.
Mine's a woman.
Okay,
too.
Yeah, I think you're on the same wavelength, but she be getting on my nerves.
I hope we are.
She be getting on my nerves. Detective Rollins, shut up.
Okay, you know what? She isn't my least favorite, but she's very annoying.
She is so annoying. Shut up sometimes. Like,
she is very annoying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like
sometimes I don't get, like, why are you so emotional about this situation? Because maybe they need to dissect her situations more so I can understand the emotion behind it. But for me, sometimes it's just random. And I'm like, okay. So how we're doing that. Yeah. All right, cool. Okay. That's fine. Yeah, I just want to know, how do we get to this emotion?
Yeah, I think I was a little sad that she decided she wanted to leave the show, because I do think that I think she's an important part to the plot. Like, I really do like her.
He is
camaraderie with Benson
overall.
But I'm just like,
yeah.
The whole, like, when she relapsed with her gambling addiction, and then the storyline with her sister was sad. But, like, all of that thing, I was just kind of like, oh, even her romance with Carisi. No.
I loved that, though. Oh. You didn't like it?
No, get out of here.
Because I love Carisi. And I love how he went from detective to lawyer. I was like, okay, big dreams. And I didn't, like, at first when they were trying to write it for them to get together, I was like, yo, y'all reaching. Like, this is a big reach. But then when they finally got together, I saw how he was good for her.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to be a jerk. Oh, well, this may sound rude. I didn't get how she was good for him. Oh. But I got why he was good for her. Okay.
He,
and I was
he
like,
was
got
surprised.
It. Okay.
So
yeah,
why,
no
he
offense.
He was surprised. Yeah.
He was. Because I don't. She offered, you know, companionship.
She had a house.
And stuff.
She had an apartment.
And she knew how to use a gun.
Yeah.
Safety.
She had two kids.
Yeah, so he didn't have to worry about it if he didn't want to.
What else did she bring?
They knew some of the same people, so it's not awkward when you meet the friends.
Yep, there Hello. We go. That's a good one. And he had, oh no, that's what he's bringing. I was about to say, he had family, so she didn't have to worry about, like, them not having family.
So she didn't bring
have any.
Nothing. She, when
she
they
probably
asked.
Did, and I just missed it. I probably missed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but
his name was what's his name? Khaleesi?
And
Carisi.
He was an Italian bay.
Oh, an Italian.
He's
bae.
Amazing.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah.
See, now that. My character is from the older seasons. The lawyer, like the ADA, Alex. I could not stand that woman. I could not wait. Until they put her in witness protection program so she can
out.
Leave my screen.
Damn,
yeah, get
you
out.
Put her in witness protection.
No, she needed to
she
leave.
She was just, she was unnecessary. Like, okay, so you know how, okay, we're all women. You know how hard it is when you're working in a male-dominated field. But the thing is, when that happens, I hate when women do the most to show their dominance.
Mm. Yep.
And I felt like she did that all the time. Mm. And it was just like, bruh. Don't get me wrong, Stabler was sometimes an ass. He was. But she would just do, like, unnecessary stuff. And her attitude was always, like, on 10.
Mm.
And I'm like...
For no reason, yo. Really.
It was like, all for all. No reason. It could be a simple conversation, but she just wanted... She had beef. I could not stand it. I was happy when she left.
Damn.
It was one of the people that if they killed her off, I was okay.
Damn. And they what happened? Did they kill her off or did she just leave? What happened to her?
They faked her death, but she wasn't dead.
Oh.
Witness protection.
Oh, well.
Yeah. What did she witness? I don't even remember.
She was just like you said, like, yeah, super in like enforcing her dominance to the point like, okay, ma'am, you're getting in the way. You got to move.
That's exactly what she was getting in the way of justice. Like, that's how I felt.
But that kind of reminds me of the DA that they have now. I don't like him. I really do hate him. The one that kind of like, I can't think of his name. He's newer, but he's the one that's like, who's
is that
trying
the black
to.
Guy?
No, it's a white guy. He's
no,
like,
is that the other Law and Order? Me trying to get all the Law and Order right in my head.
It's the one he's like trying to appeal to like make sure his unit looks good. He doesn't care if the cases are like, true or not, like, or he just wants the unit to look like they're getting the job done, whether they're found guilty, not guilty. I really don't like him. And then his ethics are like complete opposite of Benson, so they're always bumping heads. So
which is wild.
Yes,
because Benson's ethics make sense. Like, I'm not even trying to be biased, but her ethics are truly wrong and right.
Yeah,
they're tight. Mm-hmm.
No.
So it's like for someone to argue with her ethics, it's just like, okay, so you're the problem because she's literally like her main focus is honestly justice. Like, it's always justice. Like, her son is she adopted her son from a woman who ended up dying after she raped and on drugs.
actually, since we're talking about characters we hate, that little boy right there.
You hated a little boy?
Noah is bad.
Stop. Noah is bad.
Noah don't listen to shit. Noah don't listen. Detective Benson told him not to run off in the store. What did he go do? Go ran off in the
run
store.
Run off in a store.
Started talking to strangers. Guess who got kidnapped? For like 3 episodes.
Oh my
Noah's
God.
Badass.
It's always annoying when that happens because you decided not to listen. Now we got to go through this.
It's always
Whoa, the dog
Noah.
Yawned. Sorry.
It's okay.
Do you remember when, who was it? Noah was crossing the street and Olivia grabbed him by the arm so he wouldn't get hit by the car. Because why was a little boy crossing the street without his mom? I have no idea. And then they tried to say that she abused him.
Right, right.
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, I went on strike. I didn't watch the rest of the season. I
thought you went on strike.
Oh, I was no, mad. Like, you are putting unnecessary drama.
Exactly.
Something else could have happened.
Yep. Detective Benson has been through enough with Noah, like enough already. Add Noah to the picture. And it was just like, I bring you here. I give you a home. I give you a good life. And you just won't listen.
Is that her
he
baby?
He does not listen. That is, it's not her baby. She ended up adopting him from, Tara, you were starting to explain it. A victim who she had got raped or wasn't she in like a sex? I can't remember that storyline. She was like,
the dad was a crazy, yes. He was into sex trafficking.
That's what it is. It was
people.
A sex trafficking
oh,
thing.
Okay.
It was wild.
Yeah.
And he tried to fight. Didn't he try to fight her for custody at one point?
Yeah, I was going to say it was a fight to even, for her to even adopt him. Like it was, it stretched out over a couple episodes.
Aww. Like her life. So she's a product of rape. Like her mom yes. was raped and that's how Olivia got born. Mm-hmm. So her whole life has been heartache and trauma. So when they add the unnecessary levels of trauma into her character, I'm personally like, we couldn't put this on somebody else.
Right. Or like that episode, like 3 episodes when she got kidnapped by that crazy dude and was held inside that cabin for a couple of days, like getting tortured. And he literally like almost assaulted her again, but luckily the police came in time.
Oh my gosh, I forgot all about that. Or the episode when the guy, who's the guy when does the autopsies? That guy. He was interning there, and then he tried to, either he tied up Stabler or he tied up Olivia.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah,
he was
yeah.
in love with Olivia. Yep. And he was like, I'm the man for you. Why are you always with Stabler? Like, crazy.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, Stabler was there to save the day. But
Her man.
Your man, hello. Your man. Right.
Like, yeah. I would give up. First of all, I follow him on Twitter, Christopher Maloney, the person that plays Elliot Stabler. I follow him on Twitter. I like his tweets. I do it all. You know, I'm a true fan. Mm. But I need to catch up because I think in a few months I'm gonna be okay to watch the shows again. Since, like I said, you know, I had to take a hiatus.
You're still on yeah. your hiatus currently. Gotcha.
Yeah, it was needed. But I can't wait to catch up because are you saying they're now they're finally being honest with each other? I'm here for it.
Yeah, ever since they started the organized crime, Stabler does like pop-ins to SVU like maybe
see
once
that,
or twice.
But it's not
season.
Enough.
I'm not caught up on the current season, but I watched last season and he was in like 2 or 3 episodes. So he comes yeah. in and out and he finally did admit like, no, like, I love you. I have feelings for you. But they're kind of...
Like with that note?
Yeah. They're kind of struggling right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
I can't do it. It doesn't make me happy.
Well, no, I mean like the cast of SCU overall. Like, of course, okay. Benson's there. Tutuola's still there. But like, a lot of people are gone. Like...
Call me. Hello. I know the show. It's not hard. I can adapt.
And then they like keep bringing these like people in as like detectives. Got someone new here, and it's like they traumatize them out of the field. So like, oh, she got shot. What? Like going to like rescue somebody, and then they're like, oh,
like
yeah.
like that new person that came,
the girl. I can't even remember her name from the other unit. Yeah. I can't even remember her name. She was only on for like half a season, like
a few episodes.
The turnaround time. They need to get it together. Where's the union? They need to.
First of all, I knew she wasn't gonna last.
No,
I knew she wasn't gonna last. She didn't dress right.
No. Oh my god,
she didn't dress right.
She did it. Listen, let me tell you how I knew. Olivia told her so many times to dress better, and she did it. Strike. And she was always, like you said, emotional, like, have emotions, feel them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so big on, like, feeling the emotion you're in. But as a police officer, I'm going to need you to put your emotions aside to get the job done for a little bit. Hello. And it was like, she wasn't doing that. She was just causing more trouble. And I was like, yo, she a liability.
Oh, she got to go.
Somebody got to go. Oh.
But I even told my friend, they had like a little dry spell, like season like 21, 22. I'm like, I'm not feeling these stories. Like, I'm sorry. They just not popping off for me. I came back last season. I think it's season 24, 25. Listen, those stories started storying again.
Okay.
They started doing a thing. They started coming back. And then my friend, literally, shout out to Jill. Literally just told me that this season still popping. Like, oh no, I gotta catch back in. Like,
hey Jillian,
that's the thing. It was so good that I was getting so emotionally invested because I was like, oh, it's time. I gotta watch my Law and Order. I do Law and Order first, then I do Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Then I would do Law and Order Organized Crime, like
girl,
clockwork.
Girl. Oh wow,
you wasn't playing.
It was in deep.
Thank you, Mother, for giving. Helping me with the Peacock stuff so I can watch the shows. But I was watching it and I was too, like, they did a crossover episode. When I tell you, I did not want it to end, and it was already 3 hours of my life gone.
It was 3 hours?
Because every show's an hour. Ooh. But I wanted more.
Jesus.
So what's next? We gonna end it like that? Like, it was a good ending, but the show's just, the writing was so good when it came back for this upcoming season. I was just like, I was too invested. That was the problem.
Okay. You were over invested.
I was too invested.
Over investment. Yeah. What plot points had you over investment? What's your favorite plot points from the show overall?
For me, I even forgot what I was about to say. Damn.
Your favorite plot point?
Favorite plot point? Okay, you guys are going to think I'm crazy. I do like the episodes that are like travel over to multiple episodes, so they last between like 3 to 4. But I have to say my favorite plot point had to be when the chief, and I can't remember his name, but he was the old guy.
I know who you're talking about.
But he was got caught up with like this girl who was linked to that sex.
I remember that.
I think that's where Noah came from. That sex trafficking ring on that boat, and they were taking those little girls, and like, I think it was based off of like the Epstein thing, but they tried to like frame the police chief of the FBU unit that he was the one that was involved, and some girl ended up dead. But baby, let me tell
you, and they made it where the girl was with them. Oh, they did a good job.
Yep, that was a season finale for one season. And then we popped next season off. It was like 2-3 episodes, and the chief ended up being innocent, but they wore him out so bad he retired. But I was like,
and that was rude. And that was rude because we waited a whole summer for you to retire.
Right.
Oh no.
Dang, I forgot about that. That was
good. But no, that was a really, really, really good one. Another one that kind of tested my limits, and we didn't talk about this character. But my man, Detective Amaro, they really did it. He was my favorite. He was fine. He was good eye candy.
Okay.
And then they did an episode where he shot and injured. I can't remember. I think it was a Somali immigrant. And then the whole like Black Lives Matter thing, it was like a Black Lives Matter episode. And I was like, why did you have
to
shoot
home too much?
the unarmed Black man. Now I can't like you. I cannot deal with you. Like, this ain't gonna work. And so me and my friend literally laugh about that now. Like, we really, like, that was our man. But ever since he did that, we had to be like, oh no, We don't mess with you.
He do kind of look like he gives vampire. He gives like he has. I like loved him.
No, I love Detective Amaro. When he left,
I went on strike again.
Me too, because
I went on strike from the show so many times.
He left to go take care of his child that he didn't even know he had. I'm like, you already went 7 years without knowing him. Who cares?
What's a second more?
Damn.
Exactly. So oh my gosh.
He shot an unarmed black man and he was a deadbeat daddy.
That's not his fault. That wasn't his fault. The girl did not tell him he had a kid. He had to ask her, is that my son? And then she's like, oops, yeah, it is. So that wasn't his fault. But like, they could have done like long visits. He wasn't even there.
They could have. Because other shows make it work. They could have wrote something better.
They could have figured it out. Okay.
They could have. Oh, yeah. I loved him.
Tara, you have any favorite plot points you want to tell us about?
Man, do I? Any plot? I don't know. Because, you know, I go on strike a lot. I have plot points that I don't like.
Oh, tell us about those. We can hear about your least favorite plot points. We can take that.
When Elliot left.
Is Elliot the same man as your background when you were a child?
Yes, yes.
Tara, please leave that man alone. Tara, please.
I'm just saying.
That man is taken.
It was a horrible plot point because it didn't make sense. Because Law and Order Special Victims Unit was Detective Elliot Stabler and his partner, Detective Olivia Benson. That was Law and Order. You know what I mean? So that was horrible.
Okay.
I hated it.
Okay.
Another plot that made me go on strike, which I did talk about, was when they tried to, you know, make my girl seem like she was an abusive mother. I hated it. I thought it was so unnecessary. I had to go on strike. What was another plot point that I just hated? I love how I remember what I hate versus what I like.
That's fair.
Yeah, I did not like, I know they were cool together, but Benson and Cassidy, bye.
What? He was internal affairs, wasn't he?
Yes. Bye.
Yeah, I don't trust it.
Bye.
No.
Get out of here.
No.
I did not.
Why are you dating someone in NIA?
Right.
Did not. I was going to ask about it's a whole on couples next. So if y'all want to start with the thoughts on couples, y'all got it.
Couples. Well, we already talked about Rollins and Carisi. Who else has a couple on there? Benson and Stabler. They didn't, but Benson and Stabler were always like that. Okay, like, you know the running joke on Twitter right now is, like, which, like, fictional couple, like, was really together in real life, and they're like, oh, no, Olivia Pope and the president, like, No. When you start posting behind-the-scenes photos of you and Tony Gwynn in the bed playing footsies, I don't have the strength to put up with that.
I'll be damned.
I'd be at that. Okay,
okay, Tarzan.
That's exactly. Wild. Yeah.
But no, Benson and Stabler, their chemistry was just like off the Richter scale. Was like, you guys don't even have to officially say it, but y'all are together.
And I did research on it too.
Okay.
So, because I felt like they were too, because I was like, y'all's chemistry is too good not to be. Then I found out he was married to a home woman. I'm happy for his happiness. And then it's like Olivia was like the little sister of both of them, of his wife and him. And she would run to them for everything because she was younger. Mm. And he's the reason why she's married to her husband today, which is another actor that's on the show Blue Bloods. I don't know if you guys watch that.
I don't know. I've heard of it.
But it's a good show. So they met on the set of Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Oh,
so they thruffle is what you mean to tell me. They thruffle. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. I didn't hear the other part.
So they're together, all of them.
Yeah, they dating.
I mean, but who would be mad at it? Like, honestly?
No, I'm not complaining. Who would be mad at
it? I mean, maybe the spouses, so I take it back.
Probably the spouses. The spouses probably be angry at that a little bit.
Because, you know, I'm so pro marriage and love and happiness. So mm-hmm. I don't want anyone cheating on anybody.
So pro, yes.
I am.
Yes, sister. No, I believe you, friend. I believe you. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
There are too many couples, though. Like, too many ships.
I'm trying to think of other couples. The only couple I can think of is Ice-T's son and his boyfriend. And I don't know why. That's the only other couple I have.
Yeah.
They were cute. That's how they were cute, but they just don't have a lot of couples on SV. No.
That's fair. It's not that type of show. Is to be fair, that's not the vibe of the show. Okay. Now this might be my own assertion, because you know I don't know much about the genre in general. Law and Order people also seem like they're Grey's Anatomy people to me. Are y'all Grey's
people? How did you read me? Yeah. Like that? Oh my god.
I stopped watching Grey's.
Okay, but you did watch it at some point. You were.
I did in elementary and in middle school.
Okay, so y'all were Grey's girlies.
I just recently stopped
because of my mom.
They did the COVID season, and I'm like, look, I'm living in COVID. I had something traumatic happen to me in COVID. I am not about to sit here and watch y'all fight COVID and Grey's Anatomy, Grace Law Memorial. I hate when shows do that. I don't want to live. I watch TV to escape.
To escape.
I am not here to see y'all wear masks and fight COVID, okay? I don't want COVID to exist at Grace Law Memorial Hospital.
Thank you.
But I was a diehard. Well, first of all, I was a Shonda, like, girly. Yeah. I'm a Shonda girly.
She's talented.
But I was a diehard Grey's Anatomy fan.
See, I used to love it a lot. Like, when it first came out and you had George, you had Izzy, you had, like, the main crew. But then when everyone started leaving, and then I was just like, yo, I was confused.
It's a different show. It's gone.
Yeah, it was a whole different show. It's like when Degrassi, Next Generation, and then all the new people came, they kept it the same name, but it was a new show.
That's a different show. Never heard of them.
Exactly. That's how I felt with Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. Okay. So like if one got to go between Grey's and Law and Order.
Grey's.
Yeah, right now it would be Grey's. Only because it's like, you know how Law and Order has, let's just say, 93 seasons, which probably wouldn't even be surprising, but the quality, they might be down for a season.
Uh-huh.
They're not down multiple seasons, okay?
Okay.
The quality, Dick Wolf knows how to run a show.
I was just about to say.
Dick Wolf knows how to run a show. And I'm not saying Shonda Rhimes don't, because Shonda Rhimes is the GOAT.
But
Dick Wolf knows how to run a show. He's different. So the quality is still there. Grey's Anatomy, the quality has went down so bad. And then the fact that, like, Meredith is not even here anymore. So why are we still at this hospital?
It don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense.
Why are we still at Grey's?
But no, Grey's got to go.
Okay.
Yeah, Grey's got to go.
And Dick Wolf, I hate saying this, because not saying I'm anti-man, but, you know, I want to give my black woman some, like, but he's just, his catalog is, people wish they had the Dick Wolf type of stuff. Because not only does he Law and Order SVU, Law and Order Criminal Intent, Law and Order Organized Crime. That's a whole, like,
even
universe.
The new stuff, it is. Chicago.
His Chicago's.
TV.
Exactly. Chicago Fire.
Chicago Man was crazy.
Let's talk about it. Like, exactly. Like, and then I feel like Shonda tried to do the same thing with Station 19. And Grey's Anatomy. And I'm like, yo, it just didn't work for me. And I felt like they're trying to do the Chicago's. But it's season, like, 12 of Grey's Anatomy. And now you're just now trying to make it connect with Station.
I also feel like with Shonda Rhimes, too, once she got that Netflix overall deal, her focus switched from ABC because they did her dirty.
Yes.
To Netflix.
They switched to Netflix. And as we can see.
I didn't even think about that.
The Netflix stuff is phenomenal. Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Both seasons are great. And then the Queen Charlotte thing just came out. And it's like, okay, you guys want to do me dirty here. You guys get left with whatever's left over there. I'm taking my party over here, and we're going to have a great time over here. And look at her. She's still breaking records over at
and
Netflix.
Thriving.
ABC, was it worth it? Was it worth it?
Was
you could have just
it?
Given her Disneyland tickets, but instead you wanted to ask her.
Something that simple.
Don't you have enough? Was it worth it? Stop playing with black women.
They lost Shonda, and they lost Kenya Barris, who was controversial. You know, that's another topic, but... but like, even the Blackish, but what Blackish brought to ABC, like, was it worth it really for you guys to lose him all the way to Netflix the same way? Like, did you not learn your lesson?
Are y'all okay? Like, what's the problem? Is everything good over ABC? Like, what's going on? Y'all good? Y'all okay?
It's not. Look, it's not good.
It's not, clearly.
Because what do they have now? I don't know.
My favorite.
What is it?
Abbott Elementary.
Oh, you know what? You know Listen, don't get me started on Abbott.
Let me shut the hell up. Right, that's my bad. I didn't even think about Abbott.
That show there.
Yeah. So we're still going to watch.
See, I watch it on Hulu, so I forgot.
We're going to be there. We're going to tune in. I watch it on Hulu, right? You forget.
I'm going to still be there.
Exactly. We're going to be there.
Because Greg, Chris done grown
enough.
Up.
Huh? Enough, Tara. Enough.
I said, what? What? Listen, that's a good show.
I love that show so much. Like, yeah. It's really like, I will sit and rewatch episodes just to have noise in the background and just to laugh. That show is just so good, especially because my mom was a teacher. And so, especially the episode when they did the, where the parent-teacher conference and the way the parent was speaking to Janine, I'm like, that's literally how my mom explained parent-teacher conference. Like, it was just, it's like watching my mom all over again. It definitely gives me the feels. I love that show so much.
It's just, that's a good show.
Thank you, Quinta.
I take back what I said.
Yes. ABC, but ABC, y'all still cool. I don't think it's really much else over there. Do they have the mask? No, that's Fox.
I've been watching Shark Fox, Tank. Yeah. I think that's ABC. I've been watching Shark Tank.
That is ABC.
Yeah.
Shark I watch Tank clips on TikTok.
ABC. Uh-huh. Yeah. That was weird. I'll be watching on Hulu again. I don't even know these shows be ABC or whatever networks they're on because I watched them on a streaming service. So, yeah. I don't really pay attention
SNL,
like that.
I don't know. That's MSNBC.
Okay. NBC has good shows.
That's SNL. Yeah, no, that's pretty much it for ABC. Yeah. Dancing with the Stars, if you like that.
Okay. No, nope. I don't watch it, but... No. Not for me. They're still doing great, I guess.
I guess. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't know. I haven't seen it.
I don't know.
Do they own Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune? Is that ABC?
It is.
That is ABC.
It is. That is. Yeah.
Okay. Because so
my granny used to always go to Channel 7.
They got Family Feud because that's really my shit.
Is Family Feud ABC?
Is it ABC?
Because I watch it on Game.
I get GSN. GSN.
Network.
Right. I watch it on Hulu.
I watch it on Hulu too.
Okay. I'm sorry. I lied. I do watch it on Hulu, but I know it's been on.
It's on Game Show Network on. Yeah. No.
But look, where are the new episodes?
So we don't know nothing. Essentially, streaming has.
Moral of the story, we have no clue what ABC has besides Abbott Elementary.
We know that it has Abbott, and we appreciate it for that.
And that's all it needs.
Yep, that's it. That's all.
Because it can carry it.
100%. Y'all, do y'all have any final thoughts that you would like to say about SVU?
Olivia Benson's a hero.
Yes, I love her. I do. I just really enjoy SVU for, again, like, the storytelling's amazing, and just another insight to, like, sexual violence and how to identify it, you know, or the protocol of what to do, because a lot of people just don't know what to do. And it's not just a show that just only does, like, rape or sexual assault. They talk about other things, teen pregnancy, they talk about
domestic violence,
abuse, and all types of form, mental, emotional. But my favorite thing that they do, you know, in the beginning of every episode, they're like, oh no, like, this is just a reenactment. Like, we are not, like, talking about anybody. But these are just,
and then, like, they had the whole Michael Jackson episode.
Chris Brown and Rihanna episode. The
Michael Jackson episode.
Like, I'd be like,
y'all lying.
Casey Anthony episode. Yes. I saw that.
Like, they be having every type of spinoff. I'm waiting for the Murdaugh episode.
Oh, wow.
When that comes out, I'm watching it.
Yeah. That's going to be a multi-parter. Oh, that's going to be
so good.
Yep.
Yep, so.
Come on, Dick Wolf, we're giving you ideas.
We gotta go.
Well, put them on payroll,
Give us a check.
Put them on payroll, right. Give them a check. Please.
Pay those writers so we can get these episodes out.
Pay the fucking writers and stop playing with us.
Pay the writers. Okay. The writers are just as important as the talent. Let's be real here.
And AI is not going to give you what AI, the writers
want. Nobody wants a motherfucking AI-generated script. Stop. Stop playing with people.
Put respect on their name,
please. Put respect on their name, please. Y'all, is there any specific reason why you think Black people in particular like Law and Order so much? You think it's generational? That's my theory, is that it is generational, and that it is like a grandma classic.
Black people just like stories.
And Black people do just like stories and to learn.
Like stories,
I think that's another thing. That's true. Like, especially Black women love learning.
Yeah.
And in an entertaining way.
Mm-hmm. 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 And y'all said it taught y'all a lot.
It did. And I think something that Law & Order does so well is they're not biased to a side.
No.
You know what I mean? They're not, I'm right, I'm left. It's like, these are the facts, okay, interpreted how you do.
Okay.
So it makes consuming the content easier as well. And then besides that, you know, shoot, my grandma hanging out with her.
Yeah.
I'm a girl that watches Bonanza and Little House on the Prairie too. So it's just a lot of shows.
Oh, MASH. Using that good old television.
I know, MASH. Right.
You was watching old television.
I was watching that old stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think a big part is generational and just great writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And great actors and actresses.
Mm-hmm. Black people like talent.
Black people like
black
talent.
People, black people will support you when you support them too.
Oh, right. And then there's that.
Right.
And yeah. I feel like the black women really support this. So
what does that say?
Yeah. Hello. Get a black detective on a show. Yeah. A black female detective.
Quickly.
What's good?
Expeditiously.
That is a good point. Oh my gosh. How did I miss that?
Get a black female detective. Stop playing.
They have one on organized crime, but it'd be an interesting dynamic, I think, on SVU as well.
The only black girl that's really been on the show is the girl that used to do the autopsies, correct?
With the curly hair.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I liked her. She was really good.
Me too. She was cool.
She was good. Or the
I liked her and BD Wong, even though he was Asian, but I still like BD Wong.
Or that the big the black lawyer, I can't think of his name either. The one that's always on the defense.
Oh, I don't remember.
He's always fighting Benson in like cases. You like, I want to root for you because you're black, but like, I can't because you're going against Benson.
Because you're going against Benson.
Yeah.
Gosh, I hate when they make me do that. That's when I hate when they cast the black man as the role that we're not supposed to like.
That's okay. If you remember, come back. But I think that's it. I think that's it. Thank y'all for coming on. It was great having y'all both. Like, I don't know if y'all have been on podcasts before, but y'all are both great naturals. So you are welcome anytime. Talk about, you know, whatever topic interests you. Let people know where they can find you online.
I'm hiding right now while I'm
okay,
applying.
You know what, Asia? If you don't want to let people know, don't let
only because while I'm applying, because I don't want anyone to look at my application or try to, I don't want to give anyone a reason to not accept me into their medical school. So that's the only reason why I'm incognito right now.
That's right. Asia don't be saying nothing wild. She be speaking the truth, though. She don't be saying nothing wild.
People don't like the truth.
Right.
You might see me on TikTok, though. Okay. I think it's Asia Atkinson 4. I don't do nothing on there but make silly videos. So that's probably the only place where I'm not private. But I just don't want to give any type of institution a leverage. Be like, on June 4th, you said that you like the color blue, but the colors here are red and white. So now what?
Mm,
yeah. So mm-hmm. I mean, you know how it goes for us. You know, we can't give them anything.
No reason.
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, I feel it. Mine, you know, I just changed my handle, so I had to pull it up to know what it was.
Right.
But it's Tara, and it's two H's at the end because it's Tara with one H was taken.
Okay.
So. It's Terry, and I try to keep it simple. I know, I was upset because how dare you spell your name the way I
spell it. Get off her handle.
Very unique.
Yeah.
Please. That's all I'm asking. I'm going to be like Kylie Jenner and try to copyright my name and keep playing with me.
Truly. Very much that. Okay, well, y'all know where you can find me per usual at BPLP Pod across Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, etc. You can email me at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com with episode topics, recommendations, hate mail, feedback, or anything else. That's it. I was going to say listen to my new podcast, but y'all, I really have not made a new episode of that podcast. I'm like 3-4 weeks behind. It comes out every other week. So listen or don't to that one if you would like. That's it. I'll see y'all next week. Bye. Or next 2 weeks.